A word for you from Isaiah chapter 55 verse 2. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Hearken diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. In the original King James Version, it refers to us delighting in fatness. Now, that is taken as a negative word today, but it means simply the abundance of God, that which truly satisfies. And God has challenged his people in this chapter, and it is a challenge for eternity and to us in our generation. God says, why do you waste your time and your money and your energy on that which does not satisfy, on that which is not bread? When he refers here to bread, he says, why do you spend your money for what is not bread? It means you don't even have the basic necessity of life, one of which is the relationship with the Lord, that which feeds you, your soul which is alive instead of lost and condemned and on the way to hell. Why live under the condemnation of the devil when you can have salvation and be living in the kingdom of God even now? Why do you spend all your money and all your time and energy and your thoughts and emotions on that which is not bread? God is making sense of an issue here that he wants us to see and to notice, that this is logic which is not just something vague and otherworldly. It is very down to earth. It speaks here of bread and satisfaction, happiness in other words. And the Lord says, look, I want you to be satisfied. I want you to eat what is good. Your soul to be delighted with the abundance that I can provide. You might find that if you're really honest with yourself, that you do spend most of your time. If you reflect on the days gone by and think of all the moments that you've spent on things that really don't matter, you haven't invested time with the Lord or in the lives of other people, those which God wants you to spend time with. You haven't spent time eating and feasting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he said, unless a man eats of me and drinks of my blood, he shall have no life within him. Don't you want to eat that, drink that which is of real abundance for you?